It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope you've had a wonderful one. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening, wherever you might be. Tuned in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. What a day, what a day, what a day. NFL cut day. 2 hours ago, a bunch of guys lost their jobs in the NFL. Unfortunately, nobody wants to lose their job. No big names, no gigantic names. A couple of back-end favorites, backup quarterbacks. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, Shador Sanders still has a job. Colorado has a new quarterback. Oh, yeah, and some guy named Travis Kelce got engaged today to some woman named Taylor Swift. So we got you covered on it all. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that, okay? You can call me at any minute, any time, any second. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Got some guests who are going to come through and join us. Russell Baxter is going to come through and have a chat with us. NFL historian, going to come through and drop some knowledge next hour about all of these cuts that are taking place. And for all of you Swifties out there, yeah, all of you, there's a lot of you. Hannah Van Bieber is going to join us from The Athletic. And she's done a lot of coverage about Travis Kelce, and she'll be here with us in the final hour of the show. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. NFL cut day. Let's put it this way. If anybody that was going to get cut today was going to be a star, that would have been out of the ordinary. Because if you're a star, if you're a good guy, if you're a big-time household name, you ain't getting cut. You're sticking around with the team that's paying you. Okay, unfortunately, we got dudes who are backups, maybe on the back end of their contracts, their careers. These are the guys who have been told, no, thank you. For instance, unfortunately, today, Hunter Renfro signed a contract with the Carolina Panthers in the offseason. He got the boot. This man was in the Pro Bowl in 2021, was out of the NFL last year, no longer with the Raiders, signing with the state, I should say, where he became famous, used to play for Clemson with the Tigers. And now he was back in the Carolinas with the Panthers, and they said, no thanks. Ulcerative colitis knocked him out. Who knows if he gets another shot or a chance at the NFL. And then we got guys who are lesser knowns, but they got some names. The sons of Jerry Rice and Terrell Owens also waived today. Brendan Rice by the Chargers. Tariq Owens by the 49ers. Hey, Boncha, you didn't see that one coming, did you, huh?
I didn't even know they existed. Well, I knew Jerry Rice's kid existed. I didn't know Terrell Owens' kid was in the NFL.
Damn. Well, there you go. Cut day. How about this guy? I know you know him. He is from New York. He's from New Jersey. His name is Tommy DeVito. It was all good just a week ago. Tommy Cutlets, famous agent walking around with that wild-ass loud outfits and the hats and the chains and the agent tried to be more famous than the client. Tommy DeVito placed on waivers by the New York Giants. I don't know. Maybe another team snatches him up tomorrow. If not, he ends up being a free agent. Maybe he sticks with the New York Giants on the practice squad. We will find out. Tommy DeVito had a good showing in the last preseason game with the New York Giants. Jameis Winston approved the Tommy DeVito. He's like, yeah, me, Jameis, Tommy, Jackson Dart. We're best friends. Jameis said that they are the three amigos. This was just a couple days ago.
Hey, y'all, I'm just saying, they call us the three amigos, but somebody had the hat trick today. We turning up, and we got the Young Bucks, and we eat W's with the Young Bucks. You know what time it is. Go, Big Blue. We turning up. We setting this thing out. Way yeah, they running away. The three amigos, the three tutties. Good night.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito, three touchdowns in his New York Giants swan song. For now, Desmond Ridder, no longer a member of the Cincinnati Bengals. This guy, Desmond Ridder, was out here starting games for the Atlanta Falcons a few seasons ago. Trust me, it was ugly. Jake Haener, he got some starts last year for the New Orleans Saints. He gone. I told you about Hunter Renfrow, dropped by the Carolina Panthers earlier in the day. Deontay Johnson, he's done a bunch of bouncing around, where he's also been very miserable. The Browns said, no, thank you. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, gone from the Seattle Seahawks. This is a fun one. Bill Belichick is sitting around somewhere keeping track of what's going on in the NFL. Cole Strange. Yeah, the offensive lineman that Belichick decided to draft in the first round, everybody said, what, huh? The New England Patriots told him, take a hike. You want to think about a brand name? I guess he's close to one. Isaiah Simmons, no longer a member of the Green Bay Packers. He's been trying to work out as a linebacker, as a safety everywhere, and now he does not have a gig. We have to wait tomorrow to see who ends up on some of these practice squads to see if anybody ends up being claimed off of waivers. Today is the worst day because I just named you some of the notable guys. Okay, those were some of the notable names that were cut today, placed on waivers. Damn it, I told you about two sons of Hall of Fame wide receivers that didn't have no damn jobs. I mean, even Mecole Hardman, a three-time Super Bowl champ, he was cut today by the Packers. I guess the Packers said, listen, man, we drafted Golden. We got enough wide receivers. We don't need nobody else right now. What a day. And there are just hundreds more that have been dropped today in the NFL. Guys that you never heard of. Dudes whose dreams will end and have ended to play in the NFL today. Horrific, awful, terrible. There's a bunch of guys sitting around that you have never heard of. They got a phone call. Their names won't even be uttered. Good luck to those guys. Shout outs to everybody out there getting to the money. All the delivery drivers, the truck drivers. Damn it, we all don't get no shot at the NFL. Don't work out for all of us. Shout outs to everybody out there getting to the money, however they need to get it. We're getting close to the start of the NFL season. Today, a big day on the calendar, an unfortunate one for a lot of players, guys who just got cut. Teams bring their rosters down to 53. And it's not the worst thing. If you're on the practice squad, man, you could make about a quarter mil a year. Not too shabby. And if you've been around for a long time, you can make almost double that. Not too shabby. Sign me up. I'll practice. I don't got to play on Sunday. I will practice throughout the course of the week. Not a bad job to have. Botcher, you didn't get cut. I didn't get cut. Here we are.
Nope. Definitely, I didn't make the NFL in the first place, so I couldn't get cut from there.
Well, not the NFL in general.
Well, yeah, I'm here. I'm on the.
Well, that's my point. I sure as hell wasn't referring to you as an NFL player.
I'm a good long snapper if you need.
Oh, okay. Aren't you the guy who says that you don't want to go outside and sit in the park?
Yeah, but if I could get paid a couple million dollars to snap a football, I would definitely learn how to do that.
Okay. Only guy I know and throw with long snappers is Bill Belichick. So unless you plan on going back to college again, an NIL deal, I don't know if the NFL is going to call you, okay?
Okay, I have 4 years of eligibility. Okay, maybe five, because COVID count.
Is it too late to go to North Carolina?
No, I could always hit up Bill B and be like, yeah, you need a long snapper for next year? Okay. I have no experience, but I'm the guy for you.
You have to talk to his girlfriend first, I believe.
I know. That'll be the hard get because she doesn't want to talk to anyone.
Oh, there you go. I guess. Unless it's going to make her some money. Yeah, North Carolina, they play their first game. Bill Belichick leading the way. Monday night, Labor Day, against TCU. Oh, man, I just got the chills, not in a good way even thinking about it, but it just made me go. It made me shudder. That's it. Not a good shudder. Bill Belichick and his girlfriend. Oh, my God. They've been dating for quite a while now. Apparently, they've been together for a few years. Oh, yeah, it's that old shudder. Could you imagine if they get married? Oh, my goodness. That's that'll be a tough pill to swallow. That's kind of gross for me. Good for Bill Belichick, but kind of gross. Anyway, there is a couple in the prime of their lives, both professionally, maybe not so much Travis Kelce, but as human beings, they are in the primes of their lives, and they're getting married. Listen to this from CBS Sports HQ.
Breaking news into CBS Sports HQ. Chiefs star tight end Travis Kelce and pop music superstar Taylor Swift have gotten engaged. They made the announcement on Instagram. Their relationship, if you remember, started in 2023 when Kelce mentioned on his New Heights podcast that he wanted to give her his phone number. She heard it and they eventually started dating. Taylor Swift, a 14-time Grammy winner and a former Time Magazine Person of the Year, soon became a reliable presence at Chiefs game. And, well, the rest is history.
Man, I saw that. And that news came in not too long before the 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific deadline to get your roster down to 53. I saw that news and I'm just like, man, if I'm on pins and needles, if I'm just Joe Schmo, NFL player, I'm barely making ends meet. My girlfriend is sick of me. My parents are like, it's time for you to get a new job. The back of my knee hurts. I done had a few concussions. But I'm like, man, if I get that one shot, I can make an NFL roster. If I'm one of those guys who got cut today, and I'm afraid of my phone. I don't want it to ring. I don't need the equipment manager coming to get me. My phone is going off and I'm going, what? This attention-seeking man and his girlfriend, they're getting married. I'm over here thinking about the next step of my life. And they just took the day. Of course, everything was coerced and planned when the announcement was made, how we're going to keep it a secret, all of it. Ironically, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, they announced their engagement on NFL cut day. We gonna talk about Travis Kelce because, I mean, damn it, this guy, is he down in his final year? I mean, you're getting married now. He's always wanted to be famous, but now you're getting married to one of the most famous people on planet Earth. And he's not too shabby in the world of the NFL. This guy is a future Hall of Famer. But damn, are we looking at the final year of Travis Kelce before he goes on to be some type of television host? And I'd be carrying that lady's bags every day. What do you need? I'd make sure I've had some vacation days in there. Just leave me alone for, I don't know, about 3 or 4 weeks. But listen, good for him, good for her, good for them. And good luck to all the guys that got cut today in the NFL. And good luck to the dudes. There's going to be some guys that are still going to get cut. That's the nature of the damn game. Good luck to the dudes who still got jobs. Shedeur Sanders asked about his job security the other day. Hey, how about this? Spencer Rattler. He was concerned. Well, not really. He's eventually going to get booted, too. But for right now, he's the Saints starting QB. So we got a lot to get into. Pro football guru and historian Russell Baxter. He's going to come through and join us next hour. Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said, sorry to fans of the New York Jets. Did he really? Waiting on Ohio State to go out there, start defending their national championship. We got people who allegedly have been banned, but they're not banned, and much to do about nothing. Colorado has their next QB, and we know it's not Shedeur. He's throwing the ball in Cleveland. We got a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, if you want to call me up, if you got cut, if you still got a job, if you are going to the wedding of Travis and Taylor Swift, or maybe you're not going, you all can call me up. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're just getting warmed up. We're just getting started. You're locked in. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, this stinks. This stinks if you're a fan of the Texas Rangers. This is horrific. Nathan Eovaldi is out for the season. Okay, this guy has a strained, sprained rotator cuff. And you will not see this man for the rest of the year for the Texas Rangers. The dude got an ERA of 1.7. And if he's not out there to help stabilize whatever rotation they plan on throwing out there in the postseason, I don't got too much faith. I think that they're cooked, even if they get in or got in as a wild card. Am I supposed to trust Jacob DeGrom? Can he give you more than five innings at this point in time? You got a guy like Patrick Corbin. I don't know. He forgot how to play baseball. They just traded for Merrill Kelly. I don't know if that's enough. Bacha, you still think the Rangers got enough depth? I think they're cooked.
No, not even just the starting pitching. Evan Carter is done for the year. Wyatt Langford's been blah. They lost Marcus Semien to a foot. I think it was a small hairline fracture in his foot, so he's out for a couple weeks. Everyone is getting hurt at the wrong time for the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, but I believe despite whatever you have going on with the offense, if you got two or three guys, two minimum, that you can throw out there in a starting, not to say win a World Series, but just try to scare the living daylights out of somebody. You got to have two starting pitchers that you can go one and two, that you can have some faith in, and maybe the offense can scratch together, you know, some runs. Who wants to, and I'm saying if they're healthy, who wants to see Nathan Eovaldi in the postseason right now? Nobody, and now you won't. All things considered, Jacob DeGrom at his peak, if he could give you more than five innings, six innings, who wants to see him? Nobody. And so despite the I'm just saying in a general sense, any team, you get together one and two, and you could scare the hell out of somebody, you got a chance. But the Rangers, they're cooked. And that's unfortunately the game of baseball. These pitchers are so fragile, man. Well, you played baseball. Why we got these pitchers falling apart at the seams?
They're throwing so hard.
Yeah.
And with so much intensity that their bodies physically can't hold up.
Do you think with all these analytics about you got to throw hard and you got to throw a million miles per hour and we only want you to pitch five innings and we're paying you a lot of money. Do you ever think we'll get back to a space where we can get a Greg Maddux out there or a Tom Glavine, guys who are more precise in actually the art of pitching?
It depends on the pitcher, because if they go out there and they're just trying to throw, let's say, 90 mile an hour fastballs, it's not going to work. This player would have to have, I'd say, five or six pitches that they can throw with precise accuracy, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. So I think they're going to probably rely on velocity, many MLB teams. So yeah, it's not likely.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Everybody's a flamethrower. It used to be, oh my God, this guy throws 102, he throws 103. Oh my God, he's throwing gas. And who blinks when they see it now? It's like you bring a guy out the bullpen, he's built like a middle linebacker. He only has to pitch, throw 10 pitches a game. And they're like, hey, bro, go out there and give it everything you got. And then sit down. And then we're going to bring out another guy. It's just, it's not fun. It's not fun. And shout outs to Nathan Eovaldi. He's been around for a while. So just an unfortunate end to his season. And he's one of these guys that I'd say ultimately peaked late, 35 years old. By the time we get to next season, he'll be 36 years old. And so just unfortunate news there for the Texas Rangers. You bring in a Merrill Kelly, you got a Jacob DeGrom, all things considered. He's been available this year. He's going through stretches where he got slapped around, but he still can't You got to hold his hand. You want to keep him in a game? Maybe they let him loose at the end of the season, but damn, five innings. I hate this new baseball. Hate it, hate it, hate it. And speaking of baseball, congratulations. He did it again last night. Cal Raleigh hit home run number 50 against the Padres yesterday. He's now the first catcher in Major League Baseball history to go out there and crank 50 long balls. And at the same time, Botcher, there's only one position in the history of baseball that has yet to have a guy at his position hit 50. Do you know what spot that is?
I'm going to say second base.
You are 100% correct. No other thoughts? You just there? We're
no,
on a radio, Botcher.
I was thinking because I was like, who was closest? Would the closest person be, I guess, Cano? Maybe close to 40.
Robinson Cano, what, in one of them cheating-ass seasons?
Yeah, with the Yankees.
Robinson Cano, cheating-ass season.
I don't know. There's 45, not many power hitters.
No, it was 45 by Marcus Semien. This was a couple of years ago, 2021, with the Toronto Blue Jays. Before that, it was Davey Johnson. That was in 1973 when he hit 43. So we have yet to have a second baseman go out here and hit 50 home runs. It's not a premium position to have some power hitter there. You know, you want to slide your power hitter over into first base, right field, center field. And at the same time, DH, let's think about this. Nobody wants to have some guy mashing out there. Most of the mashers don't even play the field. They go out there, hit the ball, and sit your behind down. New era of baseball. So congratulations to Cal Raleigh. I think he might be on his way to an MVP award. We'll see. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, before we went to break, talked about all these NFL players, big names, small names, no real gigantic names, who have been cut. And we talked about how Mr. Travis Kelce has decided to, steal everybody's thunder by announcing that he is on his way to being married or trapped. Now, did he post this thing or did Taylor Swift do it? Or did they both do it?
It was a collaborative post on Instagram.
Oh, my God. Did it break, like, the record for most likes or something of all time yet?
I really doubt it just because, well, I could check what it is right now. But either way, the record, I think, is 74 million or 76 million.
Right.
By Messi when he posted him winning the World Cup.
Oh, Argent, not happening.
Yeah. She's sitting at 19 million right now, five hours in.
Okay. Well, Messi got 75 mil. Is that where he hoisted the trophy and then he was in bed with it and all that other stuff?
Yes. It was that post.
Okay. 75 million likes by Messi. And she's up to what, approximately 20 right now?
Yeah, she's at 15, five hours in.
15. Well, eventually it's going to stop. There's no whole country. America, there's no whole country that's going to get behind her on this.
Wait, I lied. It was 19. I can't read. But yeah, I'd say after the first 4 hours, it's not going to go up much more.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 25 million.
Well, they've been able to monetize it. So whatever makes things work. I'll tell you this much. Taylor Swift, she says that. And this is from the podcast when she said he was romantic.
Yep.
That's what she said?
About the move, asking for her number and whatnot.
Oh, my God. Oh, let's listen to this quickly.
This kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. Do you want to date me?
Just come outside and meet me. Just meet me once. Give me a chance.
So I was like, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, this is sort of what I've been writing songs about wanting to happen to me since I was a teenager.
Yeah. And I was sitting there at the Eras Tour listening to every single one of those songs like I know what she wants me to do.
I feel that.
Meet me, please. Now I'm butthurt.
Yeah. I'm upset that you didn't meet me even though you didn't know I wanted to meet you because I didn't do any proper logistical planning.
Who plans
Typical
nowadays?
Kelce. Typical hey. Kelce.
It was wild. It was wild, but it worked.
Yeah, well, it worked so much that now they're getting married. Congratulations to Mrs. and Mr. Travis Kelce, I guess is what they call themselves, or Swift. Also, hey, congratulations to all the guys who didn't get cut in the NFL today. And congratulations to the dudes who are, you know, starting. Spencer Rattler's going to start. And then there's another guy who kept his job. Congratulations to Shedeur Sanders. He was really asked a couple days ago, hey, man, you think you're going to make the team? He was like, what? What is he supposed to do? Stand there and go, no, I think they're going to fire me in a couple of days. I don't know. Sometimes asking the questions, I just laugh. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about the worst team. The worst team that we will witness in the NFL this upcoming season. It's the team that just named its starting quarterback. I'm going to fill you in on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Shedeur as Kevin Stefanski has given his thoughts on Dylan Gabriel being quarterback number two. We got a whole lot more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, not everybody in the NFL got cut today. You got some guys who are probably happy with some of the news that they got, like Spencer Rattler, former South Carolina Gamecock, had to clean up some of the question marks about his character when he was a kid coming out of high school. He's just been named the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. Spencer Rattler goes out and beats out Tyler Shuck, who they just drafted. And this is really one of those decisions where you just got to go, oh, my God. Good. Congratulations, Kellen Moore. What a decision that he had to make. Looking at these two guys, at least Spencer Rattler had some experience last year. This is pretty much the only reason why he's getting the start. He took over from Derek Carr when he got hurt. In six starts, Spencer Rattler threw a whopping four touchdowns and five interceptions in six starts. And now he beat out Tyler Shuck. Well, I don't know if he beat him out. They drafted Spencer Rattler last year in the fifth round. This year, the New Orleans Saints select Tyler Shuck out of Louisville. In the second round, he was the 40th selection overall. In preseason, between these two guys, both of them, one touchdown and one interception. Yeah, that's it. And then I think there was a fumble out there, too, even Spencer Rattler. I believe he fumbled the ball. And then you had Haener, who, by the way, the Saints just cut. So this is just going to be bad, real ugly for the New Orleans Saints this year. I feel bad for their wonderful fans down in Louisiana. Let's listen to the new head coach, Kellen Moore, announce that you're not getting chicken, you're not getting steak, you're getting spam.
Spencer Rattler is our starting quarterback. Really, really excited for him. He's done an awesome job this offseason. So he's just been consistent. He's made some really good decisions throughout this whole entire process. And, you know, his ability to make plays with his arm and his feet have certainly shown up. And so I'm really, really excited about Spencer. He's earned this opportunity. He's going to do a tremendous job for us. At the same time, we're really, really fortunate. We got Tyler. Love the development that he's had over the course of this entire offseason. You know, he's done a number of things for the first time in his career, you know, just navigating that. And I think that's an important aspect when you're a younger quarterback, to let the whole process play itself out. I thought he capped it off with just an excellent performance against Denver on the last preseason game. I thought he did a really, really good job. And so I'm a big believer in just the importance of developing quarterbacks, developing them the right way. There's a process for both of these guys. Give them the space to develop. And we think we got two guys that are going to have great careers for us.
No, you don't. No. That's when you got to say all of that, that's putting lipstick on a pig. There's not a human being with two brain cells that's taking a look at the New Orleans Saints and going, oh, my God, well, Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler are going to both. They both can't have great careers for you. Somebody's going to have to get the boot and maybe end up somewhere else. I'm not burying these guys' careers. But as it stands right now, this is going to be an ugly season. And I understand it. There are a lot of folks who are excited about Tyler Shuck. He's a big dude. I think he's 6'4", 6'5". He's built like a truck. He's also more mature. I feel like he's played for every college football team imaginable before he ended up at Louisville. And he's about to be 26 years old in a few weeks. He was one of the oldest draft prospects in this year's draft. I already told you about Spencer Rattler. He's really only getting the first crack, the first shot, the first opportunity because he played in the NFL last year. That's it. I hate to say it. They are going to wait for this guy to fail. And then they're going to say, let's go ahead and give Tyler Shuck a chance, an opportunity. And I said, this is not choosing between, chicken or steak. So it's like just selecting spam. Bacha, was that disrespectful?
No, I don't think there's any NFL fan or watcher that has any hope for the Saints.
Oh, yeah, not that point, Bacha. Spam, not the Saints, spam.
Oh, yeah, spam. Yeah, spam's not. I don't know. I've never had it. I'm assuming it's not good.
There's a lot of people who eat spam. A lot of people eat spam.
I don't know. Canned meat. I don't know.
Hey, people eat tuna, right? No.
I don't eat tuna either. That's a little weird, too.
Oh, damn. No, you're being disrespectful. Are you gonna
How?
Get some,
it's you canned get some, food. Well, not you, really.
You're going to get some calls, Bacha. You're going to get some calls. They're going to come get you.
All I'm saying... pre-made tuna in a can and then pre-made meat in a can. It's just not on my list of things I want to try.
All right. And shout outs to all of our listeners in Hawaii. Okay. Shout outs to all the listeners. You're going to get some calls, Bacha, FYI. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And shout outs to everybody loving that spam. But anyway, outside of that, let's actually listen to the quarterback who is now starting for what will be a terrible season. Spencer Rattler said, thank you. I'm happy.
Emotions, very excited. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Worked my tail off to achieve this, and now it's here. And just ready to work with the guys and get this season going. I feel like we're headed in the right direction, and everybody's excited right now.
Nah, they're not. They were 5-12 last year. Dennis Allen got the boot. The offense was pathetic. The defense was pathetic. Man, we knew what this was going to look like for the Saints the minute that Drew Brees, the minute that that guy's arm expired. He was done. They were done. Sean Payton ultimately said, you know what? I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. And then he took a year off and said, all right, I'm better now. I'm away from this crap. Let me go out to Denver where I can start over my own way. This guy showed up and even said to Russell Wilson, I don't even want you. Now you got Bo Nix. Everybody who was a part of the Saints and their success, and this is what happens. When you got a legend who walks out the door, you got to think about the next guy, right? Tom Brady leaves, what happens? Of course, the Patriots, they went right into the toilet. That COVID offense with Cam Newton was terrible. I think Bill Belichick would have won another championship if he had Cam Newton at quarterback in, I don't know, 1949, just bulldozing his way through people. But they were sad to watch. They had nobody out there but him. Well, let's give the ball to Cam and see if he could move the line of scrimmage by about 3 yards. It's pretty sad and pathetic to watch. Now you see this team, the Patriots with Drake May. They have one of the best head coaches in the NFL in Mike Vrabel. They look like they're going some places. You got the Denver Broncos. They got themselves a good young quarterback. And a championship coach in Sean Payton. He might be angry all the damn time. And Sean Payton looks like he's going to take those Broncos somewhere. The Saints, they're still looking for their quarterback to drive them. Maybe it ends up being Tyler Shuck. I don't know if it's going to be Spencer Rattler. I think he's a little too wheeling and dealing all the time out there. You might get some more interceptions and touchdowns. I think that's going to lead the way to Tyler Shuck. This is all strategic by Kellen Moore. Spencer Rattler continued on. I don't know if he knows the answer to this, but somebody really asked him, hey, Spencer, how did you win the starting quarterback job? Listen to this.
You know, a big key is protecting the ball. I feel like we made great decisions, you know, throughout training camp, preseason. That's always the number one thing. And then making the plays when they're there and, you know, just doing the easy things, you know, to move the ball, you know. And that's our goal, and that's what we got to keep striving for. And, you know, just keep grinding. And we're not here. We're trying to improve every single day. But, you know, happy that we got the job done.
Okay. This is going to be you're going to need more than a few little things to make this Saints team really worth anything. I'm sorry. I think Alvin Kamara is past his prime. Sorry. Chris Olave, good luck being healthy. Sorry. Brandon Cooks, also small. Good luck being healthy. I don't have faith and confidence that Spencer Rattler is going to be able to successfully move the football in a positive. I just don't. This is a team that's basically starting over. Good luck to Kellen Moore. Because there's going to come a point in time where he's basically just going to say, all right, Spencer Rattler, have a seat. It's Shuck's time now. And he may get the starts for the rest of the season. And Spencer Rattler's just going to have to stand there on the sidelines looking miserable. But for today, he's a starting quarterback. And congratulations to him. Speaking of quarterbacks, we got some clarity somewhere else. Not that we really needed it. But in Cleveland, which is going to end up being the NFL's biggest soap opera, especially with Shador, it's been announced that Dylan Gabriel is QB number 2 on the depth chart. We know that Kenny Pickett was moved to the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday to go out there and back up Geno Smith. And now Dylan Gabriel, he will back up 40-year-old Joe Flacco. This is going to be hilarious, folks. Listen to head coach of the Browns, Kevin Stefanski, tell you who's going to be backup number one.
Have you made a decision on who will back up Joe?
That Dylan will be the backup.
Yeah, short, sweet. Asking Kevin Stefanski about his quarterback situation, this guy is going to lose his mind. Yes. Every time he's even asked about Shador Sanders, his response is, hey, I'm trying to develop all the QBs. Well, damn it, they asked about Shador. You can't answer a question about Shador without alienating the rest of the team. Well, this deflection, deflection, deflection by Kevin Stefanski. He was asked about Kenny Pickett, who, like Dylan Gabriel, earlier on in training camp in the preseason, this man pulled his hammy. Kevin Stefanski says, yeah, Kenny Pickett's not here anymore. I wish we could have played him more.
Definitely disappointed for Kenny in that he was out for all that time. Like I told you guys, he performed well prior to that, remained engaged all throughout that. So disappointed for him, but he's somebody that I think very highly of.
He is on his way to being the most miserable head coach in the NFL. Like Kevin Stefanski, he might take the cake. And having to answer all these damn questions about Shador, Flacco, and then also Dylan Gabriel, maybe it's getting to him. Maybe it's getting to him a whole hell of a lot. Because I think about these miserable coaches, Todd Bowles. Man, he sounds like somebody took his dog. Mike Vrabel. He sounds like he's ready to beat somebody up for their dog. Sean Payton, a lot of times he can sound miserable. Now that I think about it, it's probably a tie between Todd Bowles and Sean Payton. Bacho, are they the most miserable coaches out here?
Right now, yes. I feel that when we get through this season, I feel like Raheem Morris might join that list.
No, Raheem is a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but sometimes he gets a little frustrated with the media. So I think he might be on there. Schottenheimer, maybe.
No, he's going to cry. He's going to be in Jerry's room crying.
It's true. There's not a lot of I'm trying to think of just the worst teams in football.
Don't worry about the worst teams. We're talking about the worst personalities. Todd Bowles has the personality of a chalkboard, okay?
Yeah, but he's like kind of funny at the same time.
With two word answers.
Yes. It's the short talk that's kind of funny. But he's
miserable. Shane Steichen is miserable. Sean Payton can be miserable. Kevin Stefanski looks like he's joined that crew. Miserable.
Yeah, I think them having five quarterbacks that could have been on the roster was bad from the get-go. And now it's moved on from Kenny Pickett and Shador talk to Deshaun Watson. When are you going to be back? And he's just done with that, too.
Yeah. Well, that guy's on PUP, so we know where he's going to be. Hopefully not in the massage room. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a reason that you need to be nonviolent. Okay? We got a Major League Baseball player who just got a big suspension for getting physical with an ump. How about this? Someone who's nonviolent, just a pain in the ass. Aaron Rodgers, he said sorry. I'm going to tell you to who. We got Russell Baxter joining us from Pro Football Guru. We got a lot to get into. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.